Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. Happy to be with you here at the CRN Broadcast Center as we bring you once again all the behind-the-scenes news in the world of sports. Joining us on the show today, as always, our co-host, actually the star of the show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Good evening, good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for joining us. I hope you guys are as warm as we are here. It seems to be a national weather explosion, and L.A. has gotten, 27 inches of water in the last 6 months.
So that is something else, I'll tell you.
So we have now officially, this is important for us who live here in Southern California.
We broadcast from Hollyweird, California.
Yeah, right. What's very important is it's been officially announced out of the governor's office that we are officially out of trouble as far as drought goes. So we are no longer going to be on a water count, although it's always great to save your water. But we are no longer on a water count, and we are not going to be penalized for any type of overages. So it's a great day. It's a great week.
Fred is happy for his gardeners. That's what
I'm really glad.
We got a lot to talk about on the show today. First off, how was your week? Good?
Oh, I had a good one. I did have a good one. I'm following the sports. I during the week I run around like crazy, but this week I was taken aback by a couple of sports stories that we're going to cover today. One would be the odd deaths at Santa Anita with 20 horses dying.
This is a racetrack in Southern California. Those of you that like to bet on the horses and watch them race, Santa Anita race season is in progress right now. It's in Arcadia, California. And we're going to have on the show today, Mike Willman's going to be here, the director of publicity at Santa Anita Park and the host of a Thoroughbred race show. And he's going to take some time to talk to us because, what, Fred, there's been like 21 horses that
died? Yes, 20 horses since Christmas.
Since Christmas in the last
That's
few weeks.
That's a lot of horses in the last 3.5 or so months.
Your thoughts on that, please go ahead and follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and email us. Fred reads your emails, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Yes, please do. They're a lot of fun. We're getting some good emails. I appreciate that.
I'm Nick Ebram. I like to have a nice, smooth shave. I do have a goatee. I like to make sure the skin around it is nice and smooth. And you know, when you're using one of those disposable razors, you never know what you're going to get. You don't get a great shave. But I tell you, I have found the solution to my shaving issues with Harry's razors. Non-slip, comfortable handle. I think these are absolutely the best. Right now, you could get a $13 value trial set. Comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip, a rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. You can get a $13 value trial set right now. Go to harrys.com/worldsoccer. Go right now, harrys.com/worldsoccer. Redeem your offer right now and let them know that I, Nick Eber, sent you. harrys.com/worldsoccer. to go get your Harry's Razors.
And now today's Bob Evans foodie lesson, the need to belong. We tend to associate certain foods with members of our family, social gatherings, and people taking care of us, Thanksgiving and other holidays with family. When we feel lonely, we crave comfort foods to give us both comfort and security. For example, a college student away from home for the first time may crave comfort foods as a reminder of family. Evidence showed that people with positive family relationships were more likely than others to reach for comforting foods on the days they felt lonely. And now a word from Bob Evans.
You're the family chef, but with homework, practices, email, getting a good meal on the table is tough. Sometimes the best choice is the easy choice. Delicious Bob Evans mashed potatoes and mac and cheese, made with ingredients like real milk, butter, potatoes, and cheese. Bob Evans sides are ready in the microwave in 6 minutes, and they're the perfect complement to any meal. Once your family tries them, it'll be love at first bite. Get Bob Evans sides today in the refrigerated section at your favorite grocery store.
Bob Evans. Down on the farm.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAIN to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAIN to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with a guy we call Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in the same game, in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much. Welcome to the show, folks. I'm a big NBA fan. I'm sure
you are,
many of them, many of you out there are. We here in L.A., have been probably underwater with the Lakers for the last 5 years. They've missed the playoffs for the last five, six
years.
It's
been rough.
And yeah, it's tough like everything else is. And in the meantime, and in the same building, the Clippers are going the opposite direction.
They're going strong,
aren't
they?
They've got great leadership. They've got an owner that's committed to really building a winning team here. And Doc Rivers has always been a sound, no-nonsense type of coach. And people respect him and like him. And
it's true.
They've done very well in the last 2 years drafting. Now, remember, the Clippers, I'll just cover them for a moment. The Clippers have gotten rid of about three or four players that were the mainstay of their team. As a matter of fact, they were such a mainstay that people picked the Clippers to be in the finals. And every time they got close, somebody would get hurt. Somebody would not meet expectations. And so what they did is they just decided we're going to just get rid of everybody and rebuild. Well, it's been a tremendous success, and so far. And in the meantime, the Lakers played last week, a couple days ago. They played the Clippers at home and were humiliated. And it got people to think that, they've been beaten by Memphis. They got beat by recently. The Lakers got beat by the Suns, and this which is the worst team in basketball, and they'd look bad doing it. And what people have picked out is the body language of LeBron James, his behavior ever since he got hurt. He missed 18, 19 games.
I was going to say, he missed a lot of games.
Yeah, he missed 18, 19 games, whatever it was. But it was in that area that they were like the fourth seed until he got hurt. And he began at that point in time to now start talking openly that the Lakers needed to not only get a new head coach, but that was veiled. That was a veiled conversation, but it was an innuendo that they get rid of Luke Walton. And the other thing, which goes right up the ladder of common sense when you talk about LeBron James, and the interesting thing was is how the prevailing sentiment of the fan base of Lakers are now begin to realize that, hey, wait a minute, if this is what we're in for, you know, if this is what we're in for, well, yeah. What did we root for Magic Johnson to go out and get a great superstar and bring a championship back? Well, in doing so, they've wiped out almost all of the effort of bringing in, for the last 3 years, they brought in some pretty good draft choices they've had.
You've been positive on the fact that you said this team is starting to work. You said, I remember 2-3 years ago, take the veterans out, let these kids play, get them toughened up. You were a big proponent of that, Fred.
I was, but certainly the one thing that nobody realized was what type of a coach Luke would be, meaning would he be a taskmaster at playing defense? This league, like almost every other sport in America, especially we saw it in the Super Bowl, it's defense. It is wanting to play defense. And the Lakers clearly do not want to play defense. And that includes LeBron James.
Dun, dun, dun.
And of course, he's been hurt.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And he rested. He missed 18 games, which is, that's a quarter of the season. You know, 20 is what, there's 82 games. He missed 19 of them. So he hasn't been himself physically. It's the first time in his career this has happened to him. But the element is that while this was going on, while he was recuperating and talking to people, and you know, there was a shot of him at Staples Center walking in on the sideline in street clothes with a glass of wine in his hand.
I mean, I think a Cabernet, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well, you would know, Mike.
I thought it was Cabernet.
Was it a red? I thought it was a red.
It was a red.
It was a red. Okay. So I'm close.
That's right.
So he was doing all that, and nobody went up to him and said, get your ass off the sideline with that wine. Nobody said that. And nobody says anything anymore in this world, because nobody is responsible for anything. And if you get mad at somebody, or you happen to try to support and defend your standards of common sense and reason, you're shouted down and then the accusations fly. So while all this is going on, you've got LeBron suddenly now saying, we've got to get rid of the coach. If we can't get rid of him, we'll make do. But here's what we do have to do. We got to package together about 5 or 6 of these guys, which is the core of the team. We got to package my teammates together and ship them off to New Orleans.
Exactly.
for this guy. What's his name? This terrific player. I think he's like about the second or third best player in the league. But I mean, the elements are this whole conversation.
Trade the team
now,
away, right?
Now this whole the whole conversation is LeBron, who can't play, who's drinking wine on the sidelines, and who's now decided that, well, I can't get rid of Luke right now. I have to wait probably a little bit later on. But I'm going to go after Anthony Davis. Who is a terrific player, and he would be great for all the right reasons, paired with LeBron, and that would be the right thing to do, which would allow the Lakers and Magic to go out and say, hey, we've got LeBron and we've got Anthony Davis.
Look at what we've done.
Let's go out and get one or two more guys, and then we'll walk into the finals. You know,
what do you think? Think that's going to happen?
No, I don't. And I don't think Anthony Davis is going to come here. And I think it's a loony bin. I think there's a lot of people now who around the league realize, and of course, this has been true for a while, you don't necessarily have to go to New York, Boston, or L.A. to be in basketball heaven. You can go to Utah. You can go to Seattle or wherever the heck it is. You can go to Portland. You can go to Houston. And the league is such that you can go anywhere, take two or three guys and go someplace. Like LeBron, give me two or three of the guys that I want. I'll go back to Cleveland and I'll win it for you. And he did. And of course, so you don't have to do that. They tried to, you know, the Lakers tried to offer, Paul George to the Lakers, and he turned them down. He didn't want to come here. And so even when he realized that LeBron was coming. But the point remains is LeBron now has alienated himself from his teammates because he's now walked into the locker room and said, let's go out there and win this one for the Gipper. And they're all looking at him, telling him to go pump sand because he was out there just 15 seconds ago telling the press he'd like to trade all of his teammates for Anthony Davis.
There you have it. That is the problem with the Lakers, as we're going to be moving along here and getting into the playoffs here as things move along. The Clippers are doing much better. A lot of teams doing okay. We'll have more for you straight ahead here in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rutheschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables referrals, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, in the lounge. Glad to have you with us here as we broadcast live here on the Sports USA, crntalk.com, and of course on Sirius XM Channel 211. Glad to have you with us, everybody. The star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the Sultan, as we call him, Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game and the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, this man, Hunter. Come on, Rick Hunter, that's one of the toughest cops that we know around. He's the guy, and he's also in Bumblebee. Maybe not that tough cop we see in Bumblebee.
I'm a weasel. I play a weasel cop in Bumblebee.
You do. And a nice mustache, I might say. All right.
I do. It's great.
We got to talk a little bit. We got our special guest coming up here on the line. My buddy, Mike Wellman, the director of publicity at Santa Anita Park, host of Thoroughbred Los Angeles that airs in Southern California. We got a little problem here recently. You want to set this up for us, Fred, the horses since
December? Here's what's interesting. Over the last couple of weeks, there's been conversation, but not really complete conversations, about what the heck's going on out at Santa Anita Racetrack, because since December, 21 horses have died, either working out or after races.
They checked the track, they checked everything. Mike Wellman, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, good to be with you, and don't forget number 89 was Fred's, that was his number, right?
That's it.
Yeah. Fred, nice to talk to you guys. I'm sorry it's under these circumstances.
Yeah, so are we.
21 since December 26th. It's abhorrent. It's indefensible. And that's why we've suspended racing and training here for an indefinite period.
Mike, any idea as to what's going on out there? I know Fred was mentioning that you checked, and Courtney, our producer, saying you checked the turf and everything. Anything at all that looks like it could be a problem?
Well, the big majority of these injuries have come on the main track, although there have been some issues on the turf course as well. But the main track has been where we've experienced these big problems. And by the way, one is too many.
Right.
So we want to readily acknowledge that. There's a lot of factors. We just put out a statement yesterday. We've brought in the most highly respected track man in California, Dennis Moore, who was actually our track superintendent here at Santa Anita from late 2013 through New Year's Eve, just in December. And he had retired at that time and was just overseeing the operation at Los Alamitos and at Del Mar, where they run a couple of short meets a year. Dennis has agreed to come back on board as a consultant. He is here. Unfortunately, it's been raining all day. Although I'm looking outside now, and it looks like it's broken up some. But it's been raining all day, so he hasn't been able to get out there, and it's going to take him a couple of days, I have no doubt about that, to kind of get his head around this whole situation as it pertains to the main track. In terms of why is this happening, I don't think there's any black and white answer, but one recurring factor that I think we can all agree upon, people I'm talking to from top trainers, Bob Baffert, Jerry Hollendorfer, Richard Mandela, is a really an abundance of rain. Now, through today, we're over 12 inches of rain. For the current meeting, that's a lot of rain,
a
lot more than we had last year. And, you know, you've got different components to the soil. Fred, you played sports, to put it mildly. And as you know, footing is huge. You're trying to stay sound, and you've played on bad fields. You've played on good ones. You've played on bad artificial turf and on maybe the best. And, we've had real challenges here. But this redefines a no-brainer. We had a problem in a morning workout yesterday morning And that was ball game. It was a filly of Ron McAnally's, a Hall of Fame trainer. You might remember John Henry and a couple of champion mares, Bayakoa and Passiana. And Ron, along with his wife, also owned the filly. He is a guy who's just absolutely beyond reproach. So at that point, hey, wait a minute. We got to take a deep breath, a step back, and forget about the economic considerations. They are not a consideration.
Well, this
the safety
kind
of the horses and the jockeys and exercise people.
Hey, Mike, this kind of redefines what a mutter is, doesn't it?
Yeah, we've had a lot of that. And I don't mean to make light of the situation, but Fred, I can't help it. The Mud Bowl, you played in it, I believe, against the Vikings. They had played a CIF championship game the night before, December 1977. You were there, right?
Oh yeah. I was there, go ahead.
How are the conditions were abhorrent.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bad game. It was a 14-7 loss, it was, and it is true. The surface, when they introduced artificial surface in professional football, it was in 1968 at Franklin Field in Philadelphia. And, of course, the Giants played the Eagles twice. And so when we played, we were playing on concrete, actually asphalt, with about a 3/8-inch pad and then a rug. A Monsanto rug pulled very tightly over the field, and it did not react to weather very well. What happened when rain hits it? It hardens the pad underneath, and the pad once it loses its firmness, once it loses its ability to soften and cushion, it doesn't come back.
Yeah,
you know, so weather and rain really affect it tremendously. I'll tell this story and I'll give it back to you. But Candlestick Park in San Francisco, they ruined that stadium when they put in AstroTurf in 72. And what happened was in the off season they refurbished the stadium. They painted it. Yeah. They sandblasted it. And all of that stuff, sand and everything came down and settled into the field. And then when it rained, the field was concrete. All the elasticity that was in the field. And I'm telling you, my back hurt for a month. And it's just the worst. So I can imagine a finely tuned animal like a horse would react violently to something that's so irregular like that.
Yeah, and it's been a big issue. And you're talking about compaction, and you talk clay, silt, and sand. The silt and sand tend to wash away, so we have to amend it with more sand to keep the balance right. And we're going to get it right now, guys.
Mike, thanks so much. We appreciate you being here, and we're going to keep us posted here on what's going on. All the best to you and everybody at Santa
Anita. Thanks so much,
Hope
Mike.
You resolve it. Thanks.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer, former Rams defensive end. Football season just ended, and you can bet teams are already hard at work scouting new talent for next season. But if you're running a small business, you need to know where to go to find top recruits. LinkedIn. It's where people go every day to make connections, grow in their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you're looking for and then recommends the qualified candidates you want to spend time talking to make a quality hire you're excited about. Customers rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. So build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/solution. Get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/solution. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back here to the Sports Loungers. Truly Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Great, thank you. We had a great talk about the Santa Anita
with
horse
Mike Wellman,
death
yeah.
with Mike Wellman there, head of publicity for the track.
He was good. And
he was terrific and informative. So here's what it boils down to. And then later on, like I said, we'll have him back and to see how they've adjusted and, yes. and made the changes down there. What happened is since December, when the rain started really to saturate, it changed the composition of the actual turf, the sand and the clay.
Right.
And so what's happened is these animals are like, what, 1,600 pounds?
Yep.
And they have these tiny little spindly feet and legs. And the ankle area where I believe most of this problem is, the ankle is it gets terribly stretched out. And bruised and even breaks under the duress of this weight landing on a composition that is not just perfect for these animals. You know, they set these animals in out there on the turf, and it's a science. It's an absolute balance of sand and turf, and they have a grass area too. But the water, there's so much water that hits, it just changes the balance of the turf, and you get this terrible, 20 since December of last year, 20 horses dead because of this issue. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep tabs with Mike, and we're going to we'll have him come back on and explain what's going on. And there's a good chance, perhaps at the near future, who knows, the spring, that Mike Horn and I will be out there at Santa Anita.
This is in Southern California. This
it's
is
right
happening.
Down there. It's right there off the freeway.
Santa Anita Racetrack. The season is going on, and it's been shut down while they go ahead and
yeah,
find
but,
this
but,
out.
Yeah, but what we're going to do is we're going to keep tabs. And by the way, we've probably done more on this issue than most people around town.
Yeah. Let's get your thoughts on this. If you can, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And you want to get your email in on this, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before spring and summer, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects. And how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where Home Advisor can help. Home Advisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. Home Advisor can even help you find the right pro for your job, whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel. Just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read the reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. Home Advisor makes it so easy. Don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits. So to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app, homeadvisor.com.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
A major data breach just exposed millions of Americans to a crime that could cost you your home. Here's retired FBI agent Art Fitzenmeier for Home Title Lock.
Title fraud is one of the fastest growing crimes, and in a moment, I'll tell you how to find out if you're already a victim. Home mortgage files are kept online now, and breaches like this could put you at risk of losing your home. If you have a home loan through a major bank, your mortgage and private data may have been stolen. Scammers forge documents stating you sold your home. Then they'll take out loans on your property and stick you with the payments. You won't know until late payment notices show up or you get evicted. and no bank, insurance, or identity theft programs protect you. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock protects you from title fraud. Now here's how to find out if you're a victim.
Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register for your title scan and report. $100 value free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Give a powerful print promotion a try.
If your business needs marketing materials and you haven't tried Staples, now's the time.
Because right now, you can earn 100% back in rewards on your first in-store print and marketing services purchase up to $100.
From presentations to banners, Staples can make your business look great.
Earn 100% back in rewards.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
For customers who have not made a full-service print and marketing purchase since 3/1/18, exclusions apply, ends 3/23/19. See associate for details.
We're back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Here with you every week at this time, broadcasting the behind-the-scenes information in the world of sports. We call it the Sports Lounge, coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, coming to you at Sports Byline, coming to you on Sirius XM Channel 211, the Dan Patrick Channel. Glad to have you all on board. Don't forget, we do video on this program as well. You can watch us on Tiki Live at crntalk.com. You can see us on Roku on the CRN channel and on Facebook Live, and you can look at this beautiful picture of the one and only Fred Dreyer, who is right there smiling at you. You look nice in your Nike outfit there today. You're looking good.
Well, Fred, I feel athletic today. It's raining, and I was actually outside running through the puddles of water my driveway.
That's nice. Skipping. You know, a lot of people don't know this, and maybe I'm telling something out of school, but at one point when you were on the road, didn't you rent your house to the Kahn family, and wasn't there a little kid that was playing around in the yard on his bicycle, young Scott Kahn?
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we can't talk about it. Just yelling to get him off the hills and stuff. By the way, this week here in the Sports Lounge, those of you that do watch us on video at Roku and Facebook.com, I have actually attached my mic stand to the rafters here in the new Rams Stadium. So if you take a look at it, you can see that I've got everything attached right up here, up into the rafters here. And this is a solid mic stand that we've got here. And glad to have it for you today.
That's earthquake proof, I think.
Now, let's talk some baseball here. Bryce Harper signs with the Phillies, the $330 million man, the contract. I don't think he's worth it. I'm sorry. I just don't think a team should kill themselves. What is this, a 13-year deal you're stuck with this guy? You don't think he's going to get injured and be milking it once he's got his money already signed?
Well, we all know that if you stick around long enough, in this case 13 years,
right?
It's not going to be pleasant.
What do you mean by that?
Well, it just isn't. The odds are that within a 13-year career arc in one place, he's going to have to. He's going to have to maintain his excellence at the plate and in the field, and he's also going to have to maintain his excellence as a leader, because they're going to look for him. They're going to monitor all behavior.
Yep.
It better be leadership quality type of it. They better understand that you're in Philadelphia and you're on a tough stage there, and those people demand for 330. He'll be in right field. I guess that's where he's going. He'll be in right field, and they will murder him.
If he doesn't perform,
they will murder
him. That's East Coast baseball. Let me ask you this, Fred Dreyer. If you're going to sign somebody for 13 years, what are you going to do? You're going to look and see what his past performance has been. How many championships, how many league championships did the Washington Nationals achieve with him on the team? A big zero, as I recall. Am I right? This guy didn't bring the championship. One guy is not going to make the superstar status of the Philadelphia Phillies. I'm sorry, Philly fans. Now there's a problem. They're saying he's been talking, Bryce Harper, to Mike Trout on the Angels, saying, hey, come on over when your contract's up.
Well, you better be careful. Trout's under contract.
That's right. That's tampering, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe so.
So penalize the guy.
Well, I don't know if they're going to do that or not, but it's just a conversation. Know,
if there's a rule that says you're tampering, enforce the rules. I'm sick of looking at politics and figuring out how they enforce them sometimes and sometimes they don't. I say bring down the iron hand of the commissioner's office and enforce it. You can't talk to Mike Trout and tell me he can come there. And, of course, Mike Trout, to me, is a better player than Bryce Harper. If I'm Bryce Harper, I'm packing sand if Trout comes over because he'll hit circles and run circles around me.
He'll be playing center field, and Bryce will be in right field. They'll have a pretty good
striking
team.
Striking out.
But they also have to have Realmuto, the catcher from Miami, who's got 2 years left.
There you go.
They got 2 years left. The Dodgers made I think the Dodgers made a mistake.
I agree.
And not going after Realmuto.
On the Phillies?
But yes, he is.
Okay, so this is going to make it look better now to me.
But if Realmuto, I don't think Realmuto wanted to sign at this time an extension to okay the trade to the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers might have been willing to put up whatever it is they were Miami's was asking for him if he would have said, look, I'm under a 2-year contract. I'll sign a 3-year extension. You've got me for 5. Then that would have been a reason for, Andrew, what's his face from the Dodgers, to give him a 5-year contract.
Friedman.
And to Andrew Friedman to make sure that they've got the catching situation sewed up for the next 5 years.
Yeah, but
I don't have faith in what's going on behind the plate with the Dodgers.
What do you
right
mean
now.
They blazed the trail for Russell Martin to return to the Dodgers?
Oh, they did. I know.
They did. He's back.
36 yes. With young legs.
He is there, and he's got a good arm. We'll be back in the Sports Lounge. Hey, get a good night's sleep with MyPillow. I've seen the ads for years, and now I've got MyPillow. I ordered one. I ordered two, and I've been sleeping on them. I'm a back and side sleeper, and when I tried MyPillow, my sleepless nights are gone. I used to wake up in the middle of the night. Not anymore. You don't have to adjust your pillow. MyPillow adjusts to the shape you need and want. You toss out those flat, worn-out pillows. You sleep really well all night long. 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, and you can get 4 MyPillows. That's right, 4 for half the price. You get 2 premium MyPillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, plus you get free shipping. You got nothing to lose. Try them out. They're guaranteed. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code WINNER. That's promo code WINNER, MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER, or call the direct phone number, 800-513-3363. 800-513-3363, or go to MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I want to give a shout out to Sean Nielsen, who is watching us here on Facebook Live.
How are you doing?
say hi to Sean and welcome back here. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Great.
Good stuff.
Let me that was a great thing. Here's what we want to do. We want to bring back Mike Wellman.
When that story
about the horses and the surface and all the injuries and the deaths. When that thing starts to take another turn, we're going to bring him back and talk to him more about that because there's an awful lot there to discuss. So we're going to come back and talk to Mike.
You got some baseball news.
Well, look, I just noticed this in our notes. You know, it's not one of the things we circled to really get into, but the Mets hired Jessica Mendoza as a baseball operations advisor.
Isn't she on ESPN?
Here's the deal. I mean, the Mets hire this woman. Which is fine. I don't care I don't care what she is, but they hire her to work for the Mets,
right?
While she is still drawing a salary and working for the media, so therefore she gets to interview. She gets to interview the Mets' opponents, while she's still working for the Mets. So if you're a manager in your Dodgers, Doc Roberts comes in and we're playing the Mets in a 3-game series in New York, and she's now interviewing him. Well, she's asking him questions
that she can then share to the Mets.
She can share with the Mets. So I don't know how that's going to play out. But anyway.
The general manager of the Mets, Brody Van Wagenen, says, Jessica's name was my first presentation to the Mets ownership.
Oh.
That's good. So he says she's a pioneer, which she is. And
fine.
So she went to Stanford. She's going to be there. But you really feel that there's going to be some collusion in this thing. Is that correct?
Collusion is the operative word.
The word.
Well, look, I mean, it causes.
Where's Mueller? Mueller's got something new to investigate.
Well, it causes, let's discuss it. You know, I mean, why would they do that? I mean, are they? If she is so good and she's competent enough to be hired by the Mets, tell her you should probably quit your job.
Conflict of interest, right?
On the broadcast, you should work for us in the front office and do the things that we'd like you to do and bring to us the things that we see in you as a quality person.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You're Fred Dreyer, not all-pro defensive end and acting legend. You're the general manager of the Philadelphia Phillies in the same division as the New York Mets. You hear about this story. You're ready to go ahead and talk to Mike Trout, try to bring him in. You're doing all this kind of stuff. But you hear about this story. Do you make a big stink to the league office saying, like, hey, this person could be a spy?
Well, that's what they're doing. Yeah, that's what I think the main gripe is going to be.
That's what I think, too.
I think that's what you're going to – this isn't the last of it, but this is going to be kind of interesting to see how it works out, how it plays out.
Yeah, and so, you know, she's great and everything. So, you know, Jessica Mendoza. But the thing is, there's going to be a possibility where, as Fred just mentioned, she interviews somebody. They say, hey, I'm going to really bunt this Sunday night when I play Sunday night baseball. And she's going to pass that along to the Mets.
Or as a reporter, she could do a introspective piece on a pitcher or somebody.
Yes.
And write about that person and release it. Print it out, release it, publish it, and at the same time, the next time around, the Mets play that guy, then everybody's kind of in on what the conversation might be.
She could find out that Clayton Kershaw's back is hurting or something and pass that
information along. All she has to do is ask Dave Vassay. Vassay will tell her everything.
He's with the Dodgers, of course, one of their announcers that does the talk show before and after the game. Now, here's the thing. The Padres, they signed Manny Machado, who for a while was the highest paid baseball player. Listen to this. Okay. The Padres see a $3 million ticket boost since they signed Manny to their team. So people are buying tickets down there in San Diego.
Well, that's the reason you do this. They calibrated that. They didn't say, let's spend what is he getting, $180 million?
You see, he's getting, what is he getting here? I forget. He's,
240, 260. Yeah,
I think it's 260.
He's getting 260.
Like that, yeah. 330 million he's getting.
No, that's Bryce.
That's Bryce has gotten that, yeah.
But he's getting 260.
He's getting 10-year, $300 million. Yeah. Bryce is getting 13 years, 330.
Yeah,
there you go.
So they've already penciled this thing out. They're already in the black on this thing. You know?
Yeah. So this is going to be. I can't believe
that's a good business deal. It's a good business deal.
It's a lot of hot dogs. Let me tell you.
Well, look, I mean, here's the other thing. In about another 6-8 months, do you think that people are going to write in saying, "Hey, we don't like this guy, Manny Machado. He doesn't hustle to first base, and he's kind of a weasel." You know, once that conversation starts getting out, and it will.
I think you're going to hear more like, why are our hot dogs $15 and the beer is $20? Come on, you can buy like a case of beer for what it costs you for one beer at a ballpark now with these salaries going up. The poor fan has eaten it here a little bit. I mean, I know there's broadcast rights and you can get advertising. Great, that's out of my wheelhouse. But when I got to go to the game and I can't get a hot dog for like a few bucks and I got to pay like $8, that's a problem. And $8's a bargain these days, I think. You can't even get a spice dog, the all beef dog at Dodger Stadium for $8. That thing's about $15.
So where everybody's thinking about Manny Machado and what he's going to bring,
I'm worried about the food prices.
You're worried about the food prices,
yes,
and the hot dogs.
Exactly.
Well, that's a good trade-off.
Going to raise the money, then serve Dave Roberts and Rich Aurelia's Red Stitch wine.
Do you think the managers and the coaches should be able to eat dogs in the dugout? During the game? I do.
I do, too.
I do. You got to get a quick shot of a coach, Dodger
wolf
coach.
Wolf it down.
Down there slugging down a dog. I think it's good
we
for business.
We do it here on the show during the breaks. It's you and I have
business.
A couple of dogs.
I have a Kit Kat, so why can't they have a dog?
I've got a hot dog ready to go. Just got to put the mustard on it, and then we'll be back here in the Sports Lounge. Check it out. We're here always on SiriusXM Channel 211. Thanks so much.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge with Michael Horn and Fred Dreyer. So, Fred, we got some great fan emails for you. We have Jason says, what are the problems that today's athletes face that the players in previous generations have not faced?
Probably equipment.
That's true. A lot of changing there. Mike says, was there anything for your Series 4-7 filmed or just the pilot episode that was featured on Chips?
No, it was a pilot spinoff of Chips. The producers that produced Chips came off with this idea, and we presented it to the network, and the network said, no way.
Mark Allen says, Fred, I'm a fan of the show Hunter. I have the complete series on DVD, but I'd like to find Land's End on DVD and can't find it. Is it available?
Land's End, they did a two-hour movie, which was a pilot.
Right.
And then they followed it up with 20 one-hour episodes. So they did 22 hours, a two-hour movie, and the rest were a one-hour series. I don't believe I've been told anything about how to get a hold of that series or what to do with it. I had a participation in the ownership of it, but I did not have the legal right to exploit the film or the series.
All right, Dan also talking about Land's End said, still waiting for season two of Land's End. He says, I was actually quite bummed that there wasn't one. Was there going to be one, possibly?
There was. Well, the idea was that we're going to just shoot 4 or 5 years down there in Mexico. It was one of those things where the business side just didn't hold up.
Ghassan says, greeting to you from a fan in Lebanon listening to our show. You are truly an icon. Good luck for additional success.
Well, thanks, Ghassan. And I always tell my story about I believe that, we were all, the Hunter Show was seen all through the Middle East, and Lebanon was one of the countries that was a great fan of mine.
Do you think the rules of modern football have ruined the game?
No, not ruined it, certainly not, but it's taken it a different direction, and you lose some things, and then you gain other things.
Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. We got to go. Till next week.
Hey, till next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.